It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
During this midterm pre-election cycle, Making Democracy Work is focusing on various issues related to elections and campaigns. We continue to focus this morning with my guest, Krista Hogan, Executive Director of Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association. Thank you for joining me this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Recently, with the national conversation focusing on the appointment of Supreme Court justice, qualifications for judges are a big topic. Let's talk this morning about retention questions that will be on our ballot for judges already sitting on the court. And first, I want you to talk about why we vote for retention versus why we don't vote for judges.
Well, I'm glad I'm really glad you started with that because, you know, there's a variety of ways to select judges. And in Greene County, because I know the listening area is larger than that.
Yes.
But in Greene County, we vote for retention, which is primarily what we're going to talk about today. But the surrounding counties, they still have partisan elections for their local judges. Everyone in the listening area in southern Missouri will be voting on two Supreme Court judges and a Court of Appeals judge
right.
through the retention process. So this applies to everyone in the listening area.
Okay, great. But so can you talk just briefly about the Missouri court plan and how judges are selected in Greene County?
Well, you know, it feels kind of like a new thing. We get together and talk about this every couple of years.
We do.
But it's actually, this is a 10-year anniversary of the adoption.
My gosh.
Yeah, so time flies, huh?
Yes, it does. So, seems like we were just talking about it.
That's right. So in November of 2008, the voters of Greene County adopted the nonpartisan court plan, which is in the Missouri Constitution, mm-hmm. so that our judges would be selected in that manner. One of the things I love most about the nonpartisan court plan is this evaluation process mm-hmm. that the judges have to go through, and the committee that is making recommendations provides, you know, the information to the mm-hmm. voter. So instead of just having a vote, now we have an informed vote.
Right. So is this basically a grading process of judges that they are graded and then we decide whether or not we want to retain
them? It is.
Them?
It's judging the judges. Mm-hmm. And so before, when we had to just vote like in regular elections, you don't always get the best information.
Mm-hmm.
So the evaluation process, there are surveys to any jurors that are in the judge's courtroom, as well as lawyers that appear before the judge, and then writing samples. And a statewide committee of 21 individuals looks at all this information, and it's all anonymous. They look at the information, they make a recommendation as to whether or not the judge is substantially meeting their performance standards.
Okay. So what type of people serve on the committee? Is it all attorneys?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. There are attorneys and lay people throughout the state. So there are people, there are local people here in this region, mm-hmm. as well as throughout the state.
All voters then will be asked whether they want to retain the Missouri Court of Appeals and the Missouri Supreme Court judges.
That's
correct. Is that
correct?
Okay. So, and then how many judges from Greene County will we be voting on?
Seven, actually. And that's a lot.
Well, that is a lot.
The reason is because when the constitutional provision in the Missouri Constitution was written establishing the nonpartisan court plan, there's lots of checks and balances in it. And one of those is that when you have new judges, and we have had a lot of turnover recently mm-hmm. through retirements, then that judge has to appear on the next ballot.
Again, oh, okay. So once they're appointed, they have to appear on the very next ballot.
Right. That's right.
Okay. So are the Court of Appeals and the Missouri Supreme Court justices, are they graded in a similar way?
They
as
are,
the local
except,
judges?
You know, they wouldn't have jurors in their courts
right.
because they're appeals courts. The Supreme Court judges on the ballot are Mary Russell, and then the most recent is Brent Powell, who's actually from Springfield originally.
Okay.
And Southern District Court of Appeals is Jeffrey Bates.
So what are the positives of this process?
A couple things. One is, I mean, if I'm being evaluated for mm-hmm. something, then I'm going to, you know, probably step up my game a little bit. So mm-hmm. I think it's good for the judges to have this feedback. I think that it is also really great tool for the voters. And I appreciate the League of Women Voters helping get us that information out mm-hmm. through your publication, your Voter's Guide.
Yeah. And how can people learn more about these judges? And can we see the grading that has been done on
yes,
them?
Actually, there's a lot of information available to you. You can go to the website yourmissourijudges.org.
Okay.
And you can go to each individual judge and see the survey results and the lawyer results, as well as the writing samples, and then just a little bit of brief bio about the judge.
Great. Okay, remember the last day to register to vote is Wednesday, October 10th, which is coming right up. And absentee voting is open until the day before the election, which is Monday, November 5th. And then Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you so much, Krista Hogan, for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
My guest has been Krista Hogan, Executive Director of the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association. Thank you for joining me this morning. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org.